So I want to welcome everybody back. Welcome some guys back from Eretz Yisrael. Great to see everyone together. The weekly Parsha Shir this year has been studying the writings of the Maharal. And of course, when we come to Parshas Korach, the topic that's on everybody's mind is the topic of machlokas, of argument, of fighting amongst Jews. And this is going to be certainly the theme throughout, and we'll try to analyze the Maharal's unique particular take on some of the on this very prominent fight that's going on. So many are familiar with the fact that there were some subliminal messages being sent by Korach to Moshe with the two questions that Korach posed at Moshe Rabbeinu, which are pretty famous through what Rashi says. But let's take a look at the first page. Certainly, if you look inside Rashi quotes that the two questions. If you open up the Chumash to page 436, so right, Rashi says that there were two questions that he asked. Rashi only quotes one of them. If you look at the second column of Rashi, so what did Korach do? On the third line of the second column on page 436 in Rashi, Me asa amad v'kanas reishon Rashi Sanhedros, Ruva mishevet Ruvain, Shechenav. He got in 250 rabbis from Shevet Ruvain, most of them from his Shevet Ruvain, his Shechenim. Joe, it's an easier seat over there. V'heim Elitzur ben Shteyor v'chavirav, Elitzur ben Shteyor and his friends. V'chayotzibo. So what did he do? V'obishan talisa shekulan tchelis, right? So Korach told all these people to wear a talis that's full, completely blue. The talis itself was completely blue. Bov amdul fnei Moshe. Amrlo, talis shekulan shel tchelis, chayavis betzitzis o petura, right? So Korach took all these rabbis, made them all wear a talis that was completely filled with tchelis, and he asked Moshe and Aaron a talis that the talis itself was completely tchelas. Do you have to put on a tchelas string on a talis that the beged, the garment of the talis, is full of tchelas? Amar lahen chayeves. So Moshe Rabbeinu said the talis is chayev. Hischilu l'sachik alav. So they all started making fun of this. Efshur talis shel min acher chodechad shel tchelas poteres zu shekul tchelas lo tiftaras atzma. Then Korach started making fun of the halacha. He made fun of the halacha that a talis, that's the garment itself, is all tcheles. If the garment was all white, one string of tcheles is enough. So if the whole garment is full of tcheles, it's ridiculous that it should require one string. It shouldn't require any strings of tcheles. If the whole garment is tcheles, you shouldn't require anything. So Korach made fun. And then the Medrash has another example, which I don't think Rashi quotes. The Medrash has another example. Then he asked him another question. He said, we know there's a halacha that, let's say, on this classroom, so you have to have a mezuzah on the door. So he asked him if it was a base medrash, like you go into our base medrash, a base medrash that's full of svarim, does it require a mezuzah on the door or not? So he says, it does require a mezuzah. So he started making fun. A room that has no svarim, one little mezuzah to remind you of the parashas of Shema, on the door to remind you of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the way into a regular room, it's enough. So if the whole room is full of svarim, why should it need a mezuzah on the door? Making fun of the halacha. We'll see. I think this is Ba'i Ismali svarim. Yeah. So svarim usually in the Medrash means Sifrei Torah. Yeah, Sifrei Torah or Sifrei Tanakh, whatever it is. So let's take a look inside now the sheets. Vanira Loma. This is from the Maharals. This is from the Gur Aryeh. Shilagamri haya korach medam osam yachad lafi. Shira'a korach ki shnei achim, Moshe v'Aaron, ha'echad miyuchad b'avodas ha'makom ba'ad kol Yisrael, v'hu ha'kohen gadol, v'hu miyashem ha'asem shel Yisrael b'avodas ha'maseh, shem ha'korbanos. U'Moshe Rabbeinu hu haya shomem pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'torah v'ha'mitzvos, u'melamed osam l'Yisrael. Korach's main claim, says the Maharal, was he was arguing against two things. Aaron was in charge of the Jewish people's actions, and Moshe was in charge of the Jewish people's learning. Sof, sof. Aaron memuna ikar al hamaisa u'moshe al ha'talmud. Aaron as the Kohen Gadol, so the main avoda in the Midbar was the Karbanos, he had the Mishkan. Aaron was the Kohen Gadol who was in charge of the Karbanos, which were the actions of the Jewish people. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the main Rebbe, was the main Torah learner. And the Maharal is basically going to say over here that you could sort of split all of Judaism up into two halves. Judaism involves study and action. Limud, the Svarim, the learning, that was Moshe Rabbeinu, and Aaron symbolized action. And Korach was bringing a proof that really there was no necessity for Moshe in the realm of learning, and there was no necessity for Aaron in the realm of action. Lo lemaise, lo leTalmud. There was no need for rabbis in the area of Jewish action, and there's no need for rabbis in the area of Jewish study. The Hevi Raya Mentalis Shekulat. So what were his proofs? Oh, so now we understand. His proof about Talis Shekulat Chelas, and his proof about Bayis Shemalei Svarim. That's why he brought these two Raya, says the Maharal. The Hevi Raya Mentalis Shekulat Chelas Al Aharon Shehu Mamun Ala Maisa Levisha Mitzvah Tzitzis. What's the whole point of the Mitzvah Tzitzis? As we've spoken about many times, what's the whole point of the tzitzis? What's the whole point of the tzitzis? The whole point of the tzitzis is to get you to do the mitzvahs. The way the Maharal understands, Korach thought that Moshe would certainly say that the talis is pater. He thought for sure the halacha is going to be that it's pater. Because if one string of tchelis works on a white garment, if the whole garment is tchelis, what in the world would you need? Of course you're going to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to remember the blue color. If the whole garment is blue, you shouldn't need tzitzis at all. He thinks the Moshe is going to say patur. So that's what he thought Moshe was going to say. So too, Korach was going to bring from that all of Klal Yisrael, all Kedoshim Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can all do the actions. We're all holy. We can all walk into the Beis Hamikdash and do our own avoda. What do we need the Kohen Gadol for? So in the realm of Maisa, we don't need Kohana, we don't need a Kohen Gadol to help our Maisa. Ucheneged Talmud, and then in terms of the study, what's the point of putting a mezuzah on your door? Kamosha Nemar. Right? What's the point of a mezuzah? The point of tzitzis is to remind you to do all the actions of the Torah. The point of the tchelas is to get you to do. The point of the mezuzah is to remember v'dibar tabam, you should speak words of Torah b'shivtecha b'veisecha when you're in your house of v'lechtecha v'aderech u'v'shach b'cha u'v'kumecha u'k'shartem lo sayedecha. That a Jewish home is supposed to be a home that's filled with the study of Torah. That's the point of a mezuzah. So if the house is all full of svarim, so what do you need a mezuzah for? That's the point of a mezuzah, that a person should realize that part of being a Jew is not just having a Jewish heart and not even just doing Jewish actions, but study, the study of Torah, having svarim, learning Torah, that's part of being a Jew as well. That's part of it's not just about actions. Hare. Kamoshin arba tzitzis is chayta masis komens haneba b'mezuzah v'shinantim uvanacha v'dibarta b'much savtam ha-mezuz b'secha. Lo mashat tzitzis yishikorim l'mitzis ha-maisev ha-mezuzah hi l'kvar b'ana Talmud Torah. The Jewish people don't need any rabbi to teach them Torah. Every Jew is his own Sefer Torah. Every Jew is his own Sefer Torah. Right? God came and spoke the first two of the Aseret to all Jewish people. Oh. We'll skip the next paragraph. So what do we see over here? Lesson number one from the Maharal, this week's parasha. There are some people who are very big into mitzvos. We're big action. We're people of action. But when it comes to study of Torah, leave that to the rabbis. Well, actually, just the opposite in a certain sense. But again, three lessons. Lesson number one, some people are into action, but they are not into study. Judaism is not only about action, but the study is a very, very important part of Judaism. And when you're in yeshiva, so the study comes easily. When you're out of yeshiva, the study comes a lot more difficult. It requires work to come on a Friday morning and be koveh itim that we're going to sit and study Torah together. It requires a big commitment, very difficult, right? A person goes to work. It's very hard to be koveh itim la Torah every day. But that's lesson number one. The Maharal is saying that Judaism is not just about actions, not just about living and being Jewish. Talmud Torah keneged kulam, the study of Torah, infuses all those actions with meaning. When a person sets aside serious time to study Torah, he's connecting with God in a way that action is not as much. That's part of it. And there's some people that have the opposite problem. They're all about the study. Study, 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 but they're never really involved in the world, not really involved in the world of action as much. So lesson number one and number two is that study without action is no good. Action without study is no good. You need both. But lesson number three is that for both areas of Yiddishkeit, both for action and for study, a person needs a rabbi. You need a rebbe. You need someone to go to get inspiration from, to learn the Torah from, and also to help you if you don't know what to do. You need a psak halacha. You need in the realm of action. So Korach said, in the realm of action, we don't need Aaron, and in the realm of study, we don't need Moshe. Both of you, we don't need. Bayis shekulo svarim. You don't need a mezuzah. So if we're all holy, we're all studying Torah, we can all study Torah, what do you need a Rebbe for? And as far as the realm of action is concerned, talis shekulo tchelis, what do you need tzitzis for? So one in the realm of action and in the realm of study, both of these things are important. That's lesson number one. Let's go to page two. So the Maharal points out, following off along Yaakov, that it's so interesting that the Torah begins, right? Vayikach Korach, take a look at page 436 in the Chumash. Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kohath ben Levi. Stop. It could have gone back one more generation, no? Could have said, Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kohath ben Levi ben Yaakov. And Yaakov. Right? So Rashi comments about this. Take a look at Rashi on page 436, right in the middle. Ben Yitzhar ben Kohath ben Levi, says Rashi. See the Rashi about five lines down? Below Hiskir ben Yaakov, right? The Pasuk doesn't mention that there was that Levi was the son of Yaakov. So says Rashi, Shebikesh rachmim al atzmo shelo yizachar shmo al machlo kasam. That Yaakov offered a special tefillah to Hashem that when Korach was going to be sinning, that Yaakov's name should be left out. Yaakov didn't want his name associated with the evil actions of Korach. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Uvikahalam al techad kivodi. When he was talking about Levi, when he was giving the bracha to Levi in Parshas Vayechi, so he says, don't allow my honor to be defiled by the Maisa Korach. Even though it does mention Vehechan iskashma al Korach behisyach sam al aduchen, the Reyayamim, Shenema, Ben Avi Yosef, Ben Korach, Ben Yisrael, Ben Kohath, Ben Levi, Ben Yisrael. So in Divrei Hayamim, where we're talking about a good thing that Korach did, so there, Yaakov's name was mentioned. So the Maharal has a fascinating take on this. Velo Hizkir Ben Yaakov. This is also from the Gorayah. I just left that. Vim Toma, Velo Ein Tzarech Lichlo Ben Yaakov. What do you mean? It doesn't always list everybody. I mean, you know, it didn't say Ben Yaakov, Ben Yitzhak, Ben Avram. Why does it say everybody? What's Rashi making such a big deal about this? Generally speaking, most of the places in the Torah, when it discusses Yichus, it goes back to the tribe. We all know that Levi was the son of Yaakov, was the son of Yitzhak. The Torah doesn't always say, go all the way back. So, venerally, says the Maharal, has a beautiful take on this. Dehacha. Lo ba'akas of Liachis es Korach lomar mihu ben mihu. That's not the idea. Shekfar yadanu shu ben Levi. We know he's the ben Levi. Tichsev. Uvnei yitzar karach v'necha v'zichay. Ela al karachach. Kra asalash mi'enu ma'alasam. So lesson number one, the Maharal says, the pasuk here is coming to teach me that these people, Korach, Yitzhar, Kahas, Levi, the Torah is coming to teach us that these people were great men. They were great men. They had came from a very high lineage. They came from good families. They were good people. The Torah is stressing that. And if the Torah is stressing that, it should have mentioned Levi. It should have mentioned Yaakov. If that's what the Torah is coming to teach us, and why is the Torah coming to teach us here how great these people were, that they came from very, very high lineage. Why is the Torah stressing that? Shehim migdolum mechashuvim. V'chein eitzel masayim v'chamishim yis hiske ma'alasum. Same thing by the 250 people. The Torah mentions what great people these were. Nisiei eda, kriyei moed, anshei shem. Right? The Torah says, the Torah has three phrases in a row at the very beginning of the parasha to teach you what great people these were. Right? Nisiei eda, kriyei moed, anshei shem. Right? Very second pasuk. Pasuk Beis, right? So I should have mentioned Yaakov also to say how great these people were. Yaakov was the Ikar HaChashivus. He was the great, great Zaydi, the Halig Zayda. Tell us the following lesson. This is the Maharal. Me'achar shu kol kach chashuv. Ohayo lo lios nimshach b'machlokas. You came from this chashuva family. These people came from these chashuva fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers. You shouldn't have lowered yourself. You shouldn't have lowered yourself to this dispute. Uva kasav l'saper b'gnuso. The Torah is coming to highlight how bad this was that Korach stooped to this level. She'im kolach hashivos hazeh nimshach b'machlokas. Despite the fact that he came from Gedolim, that he came from such greatness, he lowered himself to dispute. Lefikach kra d'hacha perusho v'ayikach Korach oso Korach she'haya migedolim u'michashuvim nimshach b'machlokas.
That's why you needed Yaakov in the first place. That's why it's funny that it doesn't say Yaakov, because the Torah was trying to highlight the fact that Korach came from Gedolim. So if you're trying to highlight that he came from Gedolim, you should have gone back to Yaakov. So that's why the Medrash says, no, but Yaakov David, that his name shouldn't have been mentioned over here, which he's going to speak about another point in 1 second. But first, let's just digest this for a moment. Let's just digest this for a moment. I think there are two lessons over here. Two important lessons over here. Number one, just pshuto kamashmo, and he's going to say exactly the opposite in a minute, the opposite lesson. Just pshuto kamashmo, that if a person represents, right, a person wears a yarmulke, a person goes to shul on Shabbos, a person comes from a family tradition of greatness, of holiness, so for a person to stoop to the level, to quibble about honor, about things, so it should be beneath him. Again, not only because if a person comes from a great family and is already a respected person, so that should be enough for him. That should be enough. He already is from the chashuva family. So what's he wants more and more honor. But bechlal in general, this is going to be some of the highlights. This is such, I always talk about how this is, to my mind, the most damaging and most pressing issue that the Jewish people have to deal with today, and that is the quibbling amongst the different sects of Yiddishkeit, which is all about what Korach is about machlokas, about how bad machlokas is. And the Maharal is going to stress this in the next couple of pieces as well. But someone who comes from greatness, who and sometimes that's exactly what causes the machlokas. People think they're so arrogant, they think they're so haughty. Oh, I'm Korach ben Yitzhar ben Levi ben Kahas ben Amram ben Levi ben Yaakov. I come from such a great family.
So people sometimes let that yichus get to their heads. It's adarabba, that the people who come from the big yichus, they're dafka the ones who end up getting into the machlokas because, oh, I'm such a chash of a person, I come from such a... So according to the Maharal, the lesson here that Rashi is trying to highlight for us is that a person who comes from such a chash of a family should have learned the appropriate respect, should have learned the appropriate midos tovos, to not be a person who's going to go lower himself and fight and be a grubby person who's going to fight for covet. People are so interested in their own covet. They're so interested in their own honor. It's like a guy sits in my seat in shul. You have to look at him with daggers for the next. What's the big deal? So you'll sit in another seat. So you'll find a seat next to the person. It just so bothers me so much. You see people, they get all hyped up about their own covet, about stupid things, about dumb things. What does it make a difference? This seat is any different than that seat? Is the padding on the back of the chair any different than this padding and that padding? We lower ourselves to fight on issues of honor. It's a terrible thing. And we have to become ambassadors of people who are not going to lower ourselves to fight. And especially people, if we would know how chashuv each of us are, that we're all b'nei malachim. So that's what he's saying over here. We're all chashuva. We're halig yidden. We're holy Jews. We shouldn't fight over issues of honor. So that's what he's saying over here. It should have said Ben Yaakov because the Torah is highlighting Korach had loads of honor. He was a Levi. He came from the tribe of Levi. He already had a lot of honor. What's a person who already has so much honor lowering himself to quibble over things of Mabakach, over things that aren't really important? But now he turns to the next piece, the Maharal turns it around in the other direction. This is very, very scary. Very scary. Im Tomar. This is still the Maharal, still in the Gurari. Im Gnaihu Sheyetzim and Atzadik Zera Rishoyim. Avkav the Lukas Befer Chiloya Danashay Ben Yaakov. Yirah Devadai Tzadik Shemolid Rasha. Yesh Dover Psolas Betzadik Shemimenu Nolid Rasha. Ooh, this is painful. Kain Tzadik Shalye Bo Devar Psolas Vyotze Rasha Menu. You see a lot of times, everybody here knows, I don't have to tell you. You see a lot of times that there's no other nice way to say it, Bad kids come out of good parents. I mean, that's a pretty dramatic way of saying it. But you see a lot of times that great parents, holy parents, chashuva rabbis, chashuva Jewish leaders, tzaddikim, tahorim, gedolim, you see a lot of times that the kids don't always follow in the ways of the parents. The Maharal here, and again, the Maharal here is taking a very sharp approach on that, and I'll just read you the line again slowly that he just said. But he says, "V'yira." It seems to me, "Devadai," for sure. Tzadik shemolid Russia, yesh devar psolas betzadik shemimenu nolid a Russia. He says that a tzadik that gives birth to a Russia. So there was something off in the father. There was something off in the tzaddik. There was something not so holy and not so pure about the righteousness of the tzaddik that caused that rishus to come out. Again, I will add in the words, I will add in the caveat, in many cases. I'm not saying it's going to be always. I mean, he says, vadai. Sometimes you have very holy people, but other times, you know where it came from. Other times, if the Jewish leader and the righteous person, he was so dedicated to the community, so dedicated to the tzibur, sometimes what do they say? The shoemaker's kids have no shoes. That's the expression, right? So sometimes you have a situation like that. And we talk about this all the time. I always say this on the Pesukim, right? And the Pesukim in the end of Parshas Bereishis. The end of Parshas Bereishis says the following Pesuk. Vayiru b'nei ha'elo him es b'nos ha'adam ki tovos heina. I always talk about why it's so hard for rabbis' children to follow in the footsteps of the rabbis. So the Mefarshim say on that pasuk that the whole flood came because the sons of the rabbis are the ones who started all of the problems with the flood. So Rashi says b'nei hasarim v'hashoftim. It was the kids of the Jewish leaders that were the ones who made all the problems. Why is that? Either because the parents aren't home, or because those kids think they can get away with it. Oh, they think, my dad's the rabbi, I can get away with whatever I want. And sometimes they're in a fishbowl, so all of the community is whispering and saying, ooh, did you see what the rabbi's kid did? Did you see what the rabbi's kid did? Oh, they're all... So those kids grow up with a complex.
because the whole community was always whispering about them. Oh, the rabbi's kid was playing ball on Shabbos. Oh, did you see the rabbi's kid was playing ball? Did you see the rabbi's kid? Did you see the shirt the rabbi's kid walked in with? So
other people tell you this, rather, right?
I didn't need other people to tell me it. I didn't need other people to tell me it. There are a lot of reasons why sometimes the rabbi's kids have more of a trouble, but the Maharal is saying, that there was something lacking in the Tata if the kid, again, he's talking about a rush. So again, there's obviously extenuating concerns. There's tinuk shenishba. I'm personally not blaming every parent for the children that don't follow exactly the ways of the parents. There's a lot of factors that go into why kids don't always follow the ways of their parents. We've talked about it many times, but the Maharal says in some cases the parent has to do some checking themselves at the door. They have to check themselves a little bit. V'yira devadei tzadik shemolid rasha yish dvar psolas p'tzadik shemira nolid rasha ki ein tzadik shelo yibo dvar psolas v'yotzei harasha mimenu v'hispal al Yaakov, and Yaakov davened. Listen to this. So Yaakov davened shelo yilo chelek barasha. So Yaakov davened to say, this is what he was davening. He was davening that if he saw in Ruach HaKodesh that he was going to have future generations that were going to be wicked people, he says, God, please don't allow it to be any piece of me that caused that evil in my great-great-great-grandchildren. Don't allow it to be something that I messed up in. Help me be a parent. I could just let you in on a secret. I mean, that for the past probably 7-8 years, I have put a little tefillah in my Shemoneh Esrei, and one of the things that I put in that Shemoneh Esrei is, you know, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give my wife and I the wisdom to know how to inspire our children to be Ohavei Torah, Yirei Shemayim, Baal Midos Tov, Samid Chachamim. You know, you need help in that area. You know, that's like, this is what Yaakov's prayer was. That's what Maharal says. That's what Rashi means, that Yaakov davened, let my name not be mentioned among them. What he was really saying is, God, make me the right kind of parent that it shouldn't be anything that I did that causes my kid to mess up or causes my grandchildren to mess up. That was the tefillah. Not just, you know, like when you read the Rashi, first time he goes, oh, let my name not be mentioned. Let me just be, you know, squeaky clean. Don't mention my name with the wicked person. Says the Maharal, that wasn't the prayer. The prayer was, give me the wisdom to be a good parent and grandparent and great-grandparent, that it shouldn't be anything because of me that my kids should mess up, or that my grandchildren, or that there should be something great-great-grandchildren down. Give me the wisdom to be the right kind of parent, to spend the right kind of time, to do the right kind of things, and to be the right kind of role model, to be the right kind of role model for my children, that my children should get the right messages from me. Wow, that's powerful.
Is he blaming
Levi? Ah, that's exactly what he says, Joel. Take a look at the next minute. Look what he says in the very next line. V'spal Yaakov, very, very sharp. V'spal Yaakov, shelo yilo chelik barasha. Shelo yiyah shum psolas mimenu etzel harasha. Avol psolas shel rasha hazeh lo kibel miyakov, Rachman Levi. There you have it, Joel. There you have it. Lufikach lo kasav ben Yaakov. She'en le Yaakov chelek b'machlok kaso. He had no chelek in this machlokas. Yaakov had no part of it. V'hash asi shapir tfei sham rusham. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, b'sodam al tavo nafshi, elam meraglim. Pir sham rashi, deloksiv sham ploni ben Yaakov. V'kasha lo iske sham klal yosem me'aviv, ploni ben ploni. Why should it say Yaakov? V'chein rashi. Where should it said Yaakov? It only said Zimri ben Salu. It didn't even go back any other generations. That's the pshat. The Rasha comes out like every tzaddik, right? There's no such thing as a perfect tzaddik. There's no such thing as anybody being perfect, right? The pasuk says, ain't no such thing. So the Maharal is teaching us that if there's no such thing as a perfect tzaddik, everybody has their dark side. Everybody has their skeletons in the closet. Everybody has their own yetzaharas, their own issues when they submit. So he says, when your kid comes, any child that comes out with any bad midah or any aspect of rishus, it comes from that one little piece that the parent hasn't been able to fix. That's where it comes from. So that's a big mussar that we should ask God to limit those and to give us the wisdom to try to keep those to a minimum. Oh, wow. That's pretty scary. And in the similar way, wow, now we're going to take it home. Oh, so now if you could turn the page in the Chumash. So the Torah says an incredible thing that happened over here with Dasan and Avira. Take a look at page, where is it? That even the children were killed. Now, you know, generally speaking, the punishments don't go on the little children that are under bar mitzvah, right? Here it is. Pasuk Chav Zayin, page 439. Take a look for a second. Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Yud Zayin, Chav Zayin, page 439. What does the Torah say? Vayealu me'al mishkan korach dasan vavir misaviv. So God says to Moshe, move away. Move away from Korach and dasan vavir with these people. Move away, literally. If you don't move away, you're going to get swallowed up. Move away. So what is David? Dasan vavir asanidim pesach aleim unishehem uvneihem v'tapam. So Dasam and Aviram were there, and their wives and little kids, uvenehem v'tapam, even the small little kids. What does Rashi say about this? What does Rashi say? Take a look at Rashi in the bottom, Pasuk Kav Zayin. Uneshehem uvenehem v'tapam. See on the second line on the bottom, first column, page 439. Borei kamakasha hamachlokes. Says Rashi, come and see. How terrible is machlokas? How terrible is argument? Rabosai, Rashi's teaching us over here. This whole parsha is screaming at us. This whole parsha is screaming at us. Jews, stay away from machlokas with another Jew at all costs. Avoid machlokas at all costs. Run away from argument at all costs. Says Rashi. Bo ure'e kamakosha hamachlokas. Come and see how severe, how terrible it is just to avoid getting into an argument with another Jew over anything. Always take the high road. Always give in. Always give in. It's not worth it. Always give in. If there's an issue with machlok with another Jew, always just give in. Why? Shari Bezdin Shelmata Ein Onshin El Ad Sheyotzei Shtei Saros. Bezdin only punishes a guy when he hits 13. Shtei Saros. He has the two hairs. Ubezin shomala ad chafshana, right? Misa b'day shamayim, you can only be chayv once you're 20. On this earth, you can only be chayv at 13. God's earth, misa b'day shamayim, you can only be chayv once you're 20. But over here, when there was machlokes, even the babies were punished. The kan avdu af yon ke shadayim, even the small children who were nursing got punished. This is to show you, says Rashi, how severe is machlokes. How the one thing that a Jew has to run away from at all costs is machlokes. Listen to the Maharal's take on this, please. Take a look at the bottom of page 2. Vim Tomer. Maishna chetze mikol chatoim ba'olam she'ein hakatan nenash. Why is the sin of machlokes so bad that even the babies, what's so special about this punishment that even the babies get killed over here? V'yesh l'chol adas ikratam. Zok tehele gemara. God has mercy on the children. God has mercy. What do you want from the kid? Avol b'machlokes, guf ha-gehenim davak b'machlokes. Says the Maharal, you can't separate gehenim from machlokes. Machlokes is gehenim. Machlokes equals gehenim. There's no choice. It's a tautology. It's not that God can have mercy on the kids. Machlokes equals Gehenna, he says. So if the families are involved in machlokes, there's no stopping it. It's part and parcel of the same thing, he says. And he has proofs to this. Gehenna and machlokes nivru biyom shein l'maaseh breishis. Says in the Medrash that both Gehenna and machlokes were both created on the second day. Lodia, ki amachlokes hu gufa gehenim, ulekach nenash afa katan, ki haonesh ba me'atzmo, ki Hashem bisvarach ein manesh hakatan lavi olav onesh. God won't punish a child, but on machlokes, it's not God punishing. Machlokes brings with it gehenim automatically. Avalim machlokes atzmo hu haonesh, ein tzarach lavi olav, hu nenash. Wow. He gives a mashal. Im amar echad ani lo arvosav. A person says, I'm not going to kill you. But if you kill yourself, I didn't do it. Kach inyan ha-machlokas. Kevin shenivra gehenim ha-machlokas. Who made the atzma la-onish? Unbelievable. He says, the machlokas itself is the gehenim. Wow. What a powerful idea. And take a look at the next paragraph. He says another thing. I'll tell it to you outside because we're coming to the end over here. Va'od yesh bezeh davar muflav. Hu inyan baruch. Right? People who are nice people, who are calm people, who are giving people who are men of peace, they're never involved in machlokas. So their lives are always full of peace. They're never getting involved. They're always happy. People who always give in, they never, this doesn't bother me. There's some people who every little thing bothers them. Every little thing bothers them. They're always machbid on their cover. They're always machbid on their food. They're always machbid on their wife. They're always machbid. Always machbid. You don't look so good. You don't miss. Machbid. They get into machlokas all the time. So life is a living gehenna with them. That's the way it is. This is no good and that's no good and they're negative about this. That's the people who get into machlokas all the time because they're always fighting. So he says, right? People who are bale machlokas, it's always midas hadin. Always midas hadin. This is no good and that's no good. They're always being machbed and midas hadin. So he says, makes sense that even the kids should get punished because in terms of midas hadin, in other words, why does God have mercy on the children? Have mercy on the children because they're children. So he's a kid. They look the other way. Okay, we know he's a kid. We understand he's a kid. That's why. But if you're somebody who's a baal machlokas, so you're always about midas hadin. Oh, midas hadin. Your 4-year-old, your 7-year-old messed up. Midas hadin. You should pay. So he says that's why when it comes to people who are baal machlokas, even the din. And moreover, the next piece in the Nesivo Solom, Nesiv HaShalom, Maral says, "Hamachlokas hu hepech hashalom." Over midrash, Amar Reb Rechi, "Kama kasha machlokas shebezin shamalam anish michof umato ben yud gimel." By Korach, even the little kids nivlu b'shaol tachtis, as the pasuk says, "The davar hazeh ki bale machlokas nimshachim achar midas hadin b'yosef b'machlokas shalom." People who are bale machlokas, they're always fighting, they're always demanding their rights. They're always demanding, I want it to be exactly like the law says. I want it to be exactly the law. The people are, it's my seat. It's my house. It's my this. It's my that. It's mine. Everything has to be exactly the way it's supposed to be. People who look for peace, they say, I know really I should be right. But you know what? I'm going to look the other way. What's the big deal? I'm going to let it go. Let it go. What's the big deal? So people let it go. So God lets it go also with the kids. God lets it go with the children. But if it's all about justice, din, off my 4-year-old, my 3-year-old is part of the machlokas, my 7-year-old did something, so then it should be part of the midas hadin. But the bale din, they don't want to give up an inch. They don't even want to give up on something little. So it's not just you; it's your children. I'm gonna go up to every little piece of you. Especially if you go back to this, what he said before, and that is that if a guy's a Russia, so it's showing in the kids also. Right, the last piece is also very, very beautiful about the Kohen Gadol, how the Kohen Gadol brought achdus to the Jewish people. That's why there was one Aaron, so he was all about the achdus. Right, heaven be talmid of shal Aaron, oiv shalom, verodev shalom, oiv sabrios, and that's why Korach was arguing on Aaron, but Aaron was somebody who looked to make peace, and Korach was the exact opposite, somebody who looked to make machlokas. This is just such an important lesson in life. Is it really worth it? Ugh. You see families ripped apart by machlokas. You see families where brothers don't talk to each other over what? They don't even remember what it started over. They don't even remember anymore. Somebody didn't invite somebody to a meal. Somebody didn't just... Is that really... What people make the biggest arguments over, it's so ridiculous. What's ripping apart. And that's what causes the Midas Hadin to go on people. That's what causes the Midas Hadin. Is it really worth it to stand on our kavod over these issues? This guy offended me. This guy slighted me. This guy spoke Lashon Hara about me. This guy didn't. And we see Mamish, the Maharal teaches us that HaMachlokes Hi a Gehenim. And people didn't even realize that the thing that they were makbud on, they caused for their lives hours and hours and days and years of pain and affliction. The whole Machlokes started over something really stupid. And they're being mocked, put on their covenant, and they end up losing years and years and years of having a brother, having a sister, having a family. It's so absurd. It's ridiculous. You see whole yeshivas ripped apart. Yeshivas ripped apart over machlokas. Because people can't get along and can't make peace between people. So ridiculous because people standing on their covenant, families, yeshivas, dynasties. Crazy. Nuts! Mamish, crazy. It's just so painful. Just take the high road. Just go say you're sorry and make it, and just make up with the person. It boggles the mind. It's mamish, like the Maharal says. The machlokas itself is the Gehenna. Because you get wrapped in it, it just becomes, life becomes a living Gehenna. And you don't know how to get out of it. Okay, I think I made the point. But anyway, hopefully, we talk about the same thing. The Maharal, just a different spin. But a lot of very important lessons this week about how Judaism is not just about actions, it's also about study. How many times have we stressed that the study of Torah is not just about actions, the study of Torah adds a dimension of spirituality to a person's life. And it's not just about study. You have to apply the actions also, like last week's parasha, right? The Meraglim, the Hasidic Sfarim say the Meraglim wanted to stay in Israel. They wanted to stay in the desert. They wanted to go into Israel because they wanted to sit and learn Torah in the desert with Mun, and they didn't want to go out and work for a living. They didn't want to go. You need the study, but you also need the mice. You need the actions. You need to be able to apply Torah to plowing and planting and all those things. But the main lesson, just that we should be ambassadors, that don't get into fights with people, not to be makban on our kavod, on our seat and shul. This guy's angry at the gabbai for 10 years that he forgot that he had a yard site. He didn't give him an aliyah and shul. What are we talking about here? Are we talking about people sick in the hospital? Are we talking about people who don't have food? What are we talking about? The guy didn't, you didn't get an aliyah and shul. You didn't give your father an aliyah when he came. What do people make machlokas over? It's crazy. This is what we're makbid on. We should look the other way. We should look to become people who are mavater. That will bring shalom and all of Klai, so will bring Mashiach. May the day come here. We have 10, we have a minute, 2, 4, Herbie's not here. Anybody want to say a Kaddish? If yes, yes, no. You want to say a Kaddish? Sure.